चारी। जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदानंदन व्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावन चारी, यमुना तीरावन चारी, जय राधा माधव गुंज बिहारी, जय राधा माधव गुंज बिहारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, जय गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरिवर धारी, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यशोदानंदन ब्रज जन रंजन, यमुना तीरावन चारी, यमुना तीरावन चारी, जय राधा माधव गुंज बिहारी, हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे, हरे राम हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, हरे 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 राम हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare, Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Jaya Gurudev, 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 Nithai Gaura Haribol, 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 Haribol. Shri Harinam Sankirtan Ki Jai. Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Hare Krishna. Today we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 2, Chapter 9, Verse Number 2. Bahu Rupa Ivabhati Mayaya Bahurupaya Ramamano Guneshvasya Mamaham Iti Manyate Bahurupa Ivabhati Mayaya Bahurupaya Ramamano Guneshvasya Mamaham Iti Manyate Bahurupa Ivabhati Mayaya Bahurupaya Ramamano Guneshvasya Mamaham Iti Manyate Bahu Rupa Ivabhati Mayaya Bahu Rupaya Rabamano Guneshvasya Mamaham Iti Banyate Bahu Rupa Ivabhati Mayaya Bahu Rupaya Brahmamano Guneshvasya Mamaham Iti Manyate Bahurupa Ivabhati मायया बहुरूपया तममाणो गुणेश्वस्य नमः इति मन्यते। माताजी मीनिंग बहुरूपः मल्टीफॉर्म्स इव एज इट वेर आभाति मैनिफेस्टेड मायया बाय द इन्फ्लुएंस ऑफ द एक्सटीरियर एनर्जी बहुरूपया इन मल्टीफेरियस फॉर्म्स रममाणः एंजॉयिंग एज इट वेर गुणेशु इन द मोड्स ऑफ डिफरेंट क्वालिटीज अस्याः ऑफ द एक्सटर्नल एनर्जी मम माइन अहम आय इति दस मन्यते थिंग्स। ट्रांसलेशन, द इल्यूजन लिविंग एंटिटी अपियर्स इन सो मेनी फॉर्म्स ऑफर्ड बाय द एक्सटर्नल एनर्जी ऑफ द लॉर्ड व्हाइल एंजॉयिंग इन द मोड्स ऑफ मटेरियल नेचर द एनकेज्ड लिविंग एंटिटी मिसकंसीव्स थिंकिंग इन टर्म्स ऑफ आई एंड माइन। पर्पोर्ट, the different forms of the living entities are different dresses offered by the illusory external energy of the Lord. According to the modes of nature, the living being desires to enjoy. The external material energy is represented by her three modes, namely goodness, passion and ignorance. So even in the material nature, there is a chance of an independent choice by the living entity. And according to his choice, the material energy offers him different varieties of material bodies. There are 9 lakh varieties of material bodies in the water, 20 lakh vegetable bodies, 11 lakh worms and reptiles, 10 lakh forms of birds, 30 lakh different bodies of beasts, and 4 lakh human forms. Altogether, there are 84 lakh varieties of bodies in different planets of the universe. And the living entity is traveling by so many transmigrations according to different modes of enjoying spirit within himself. Even in one particular body, the living entity changes from childhood to boyhood, from boyhood to youth, from youth to old age, and from old age to another body created by his own action. The living entity creates his own body by his personal desires, and the external energy of the Lord supplies him the exact form by which he can enjoy his desires to the fullest extent. The tiger wanted to enjoy the blood of another animal. Therefore, by the grace of the Lord, the material energy supplied him the body of a tiger with facilities for enjoying blood from another animal. Similarly, a living entity desiring to get the body of a demigod in a higher planet can also get it by the grace of the Lord. If he is intelligent enough, he can desire to get the spiritual body to enjoy the company of the Lord, and he will get it. So the minute freedom of the living entity can be fully utilized, and the Lord is so kind that he will award the living entity the same type of body he desires. The living entity's desiring is like a dreaming of a golden mountain. A person knows that what mountain is, and he knows also what gold is. Out of his desire only, he dreams of a golden mountain. And when the dream is over, he sees something else in his presence. he finds in his awkward awakened state that there is neither gold nor a mountain, and what to speak of a golden mountain. The different positions of the living entities in the material world under multifarious manifestations of the bodies are due to the misconception of mind and I. The Karmi thinks of this world as mine, and the Jnani thinks I am everything. The whole material conception of politics, sociology, philanthropy, altruism, etc., conceived by the conditioned souls, is on the basis of this misconceived I and mine, which are products of a strong desire to enjoy material life. Identification with the body and the place where the body is obtained under different conceptions of socialism, nationalism, family affection, and so on and so forth, is all due to forgetfulness of the real nature of the living entity. And the whole misconception of the bewildered living entity can be removed by the association of Shukadeva Goswami and Maharaj Parikshit, as all this is explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. Om Ajnanatimirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamahyam Dadati Sma Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guraho Shri Yutaha Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha Namam Vishnupadaya Krishna Prishtaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschat Deshitarine He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Rishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vanchakalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhyayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna. First of all, I seek blessings from all the assembled devotees so that I can speak for the glorification of the Lord, for my purification and for your pleasure. So this chapter specifically is giving us the idea about how we have landed in this material world. What is the reason? Yesterday we have heard from Brajmohan Prabhu exactly how most of the people in this Kali Yuga are more worried about the reason why they are here rather than the process by which we can go back to the spiritual world. Out of many incarnations of the Lord, Krishna's incarnation as a human being is very sweet. Krishna as a bhaktavatsal also wants to experience that my parts and parcels are in the material world bound by the three modes, as we have read today, that they are bound by the three modes. So what type of troubles they must be going through. So he also in the Krishna Leela wants to taste that. So in Damodar Lila, we see that before that we'll see what is the exactly the definition of the sin Prabhupada gives in the Ishopanishad, that the deliberate disobedience of the laws of nature through disregarding the proprietorship of the Lord. That is the sin. And deliberate means we have free will whether to do right or wrong, but deliberately we do. We disobey the laws of the nature and disregard the proprietorship of the Lord, who is the proprietor of everything, and we try to enjoy that property. So here in Damodar Lila, we see that the episode when Yashoda keeps Krishna aside and tries to save the milk from the stove, on the stove, so that it can be used for the Krishna. So there is no time to tell Krishna that, wait, here I'll come back and give you milk. Don't go here and there, because she has to rush. So it is assumed. She just pushed him, kept him and ran. But now Krishna decides that my enjoyment is disturbed. So I have to do something. So now he is dependent right now on Yashoda and Nandamara. Just like we are dependent on Krishna. So what he does is he deliberately he breaks the pot of buttermilk which Yashoda was churning. And now it is a sin, sort of, because that's why after breaking the pot he runs away from that place. And he goes to another room and tries to eat the fresh butter. But at the same time, he is very worried. He's from the corner of eyes, he's seeing that whether Yashoda is coming to chastise me. That is the fear he experiences. And then, of course, Yashoda catches him and binds him. So, Krishna, first time he sees that he is getting bound. Then he remembers basically that, you know, how much trouble. The freedom is restricted because of the sin. Sin in the sense, the disobedience to the laws of nature, to the superiors. So every living entity does that, and then out of that fearful situation that my freedom is restricted, there is a fear and he starts crying. You know, in that photo we can see. He's actually, you know, Krishna ka yatha khila sarvottama narilila. Out of so many incarnations, out of so many leelas, Krishna's leela of a human form is a very best. It can be relished by the devotees much more than any other incarnation. So he is experiencing fear, which all of us are right now fearful, you know, right? So he in 11th canto gives knowledge to Uddhava. Uddhava asks that, you know, spirit soul is all knowledgeable and material body is just like wood. It is unconscious. So who goes through the fear and anxiety? So there, answering that, Krishna says that bhayam dvitiya abhinivesheta syat ishat apetasya viparyayo asmriti. So the steps happened just like Krishna deliberately did that. So every jiva who is happy with Krishna, but he has free will. So when he thinks ishat apetasya, when he wants, the desire comes out of free will that I can enjoy separately from Krishna. Ishat apetas, then he turns away from Krishna. And Krishna then facilitates his enjoyment. This is mentioned in this verse. Immediately the jiva forgets his relationship with Krishna. Asmriti, that I am a servant of Krishna. That is his nature, to serve Krishna and get happiness. But because he has now desire to live separately, he forgets his relation. And immediately, if something has forgotten, but he can't be aloof, he has to accept some relationship. So he becomes Lord. Lord of what I survey. Dvitiya. He accepts material body as himself. Matter as me. This me and mine. So whatever he surveys, he thinks that he is mine. Just like Alexander the Great. So the land was here already, but he just went everywhere and he said, he claimed, this is now my property. We see that this tendency is there in even lower animals also. Have you seen dogs? You know, they mark their territory with their, you know, they pass urine somewhere here. And even the lions in the jungle, they have their territory. They know. So they think that now I am the king of this particular kingdom. The moment he thinks that he is the king, he becomes absorbed so much. He thinks that this is the only world I have. That abhiniveshata. And when we are absorbed in some enjoying something, there is a fear of getting it lost. So, in a small world, a beggar has a sums place. You know, I was going to our Rantur station, and in that footpath, one beggar took big rock and tried. He was trying to throw it on some another beggar. He was just showing it. So I was surprised. And then he ran away. Why you are doing this? तुम्हारे ऐसा नहीं कहते वो भागेगा ना ये मेरा जगह है. So he was new beggar sitting on his place, but this beggar will not say, अरे if अच्छे से this is my place you get out. They will never listen. So unless you do this, he said I did that, that's why he went. So fear of losing what we have, that is bhayam. From the moment we get up to the moment we go to sleep, we are always fearful. Even devotees are fearful. Because completely we are not self-realized, we are in the work in progress. So fear is there unless we have taken full shelter of Krishna. Like Prahlad Maharaj, whatever happens, I know Krishna will help me. Krishna will protect me. Even he doesn't protect me, that is also his protection. If that much conviction we come to, I mean, we have that much conviction, then there is a fear will go. So that asmriti, that abhinivesha, the absorption brings bhayam. And then perpetually we transmigrate from one body to another, because just see, every species, it grows, dies, and then whatever that particular jiva is fearful of, he thinks, and he gets another body. That yam yam vapi smaran bhavam tajiti ante kalevara. So all the transmigration happens like that only. Because whatever we think more is our conception of life. Everybody wants to become boss. Like Prabhupada went to this Dainipon book agency, book printing machine, I mean Brook printing publishing firm. There the pune wanted to become a boss CEO. Prabhupada asked, what is your desire? He said, I want to become the CEO of this firm. So everybody wants to become the lord of. So that desire becomes his identity, and it brings him to another body. And this goes on and on. And then Krishna says that, Purusha prakruti stohi bhungte prakruti jan gunan. Karanam guna sangovasya sat asat yoni janmasu. Then the stage may come like Hiranyakashipu. You know, if one father is there, he has so many sons and he has a huge property. And then all the sons are not of the same character. So some son will serve the father. Oh, I'll get property. Or maybe without any desire. Someone may ask, father, give me this particular property. बट समवन विल थिंक दैट अवर फादर को मार देंगे, खून कर देता हूं बाद में प्रभु. हिरण्यकशिपु वांटेड टू किल विष्णु, यू नो ही इज ओनली माय एनिमी, इफ आई फिनिश हिम नो राइवल आई विल बी हैप्पी. सो दिस काइंड ऑफ कारणम गुण संगोस्थ द एसोसिएशन विद द गुणास आर सो स्ट्रांग लाइक अ रोप वी गेट वी आर पुल्ड अवे बाय दिस रोप एंड वी डू ऑल काइंड ऑफ एक्टिविटीज एंड देन ऊर्ध्वम गच्छन्ति सत्वस्था दोज़ वार डेवलपिंग सत्व गुणा दे ऑटोमेटिकली गो टू द हेवनली प्लैनेट्स हायर प्लैनेट्स मध्य तिष्ठन्ति राजस जस्ट लाइक भक्ति पुरुषोत्तम स्वामी महाराज वॉज गिविंग वन लेक्चर एंड देन ही गेव एग्जाम्पल दैट हाउ डिफरेंट पीपल डिफरेंट काइंड ऑफ पीपल हैव डिफरेंट कंसेप्शन ऑफ लाइफ अबाउट डिफरेंट कंसेप्शन अबाउट हैप्पीनेस इन लाइफ हाउ टू एंजॉय लाइफ. So we know that sattvic people, they'll have a sattvic food as their liking. Like somebody was saying that if we have sattvic people, who if you give them hot rice with ghee and some black pepper, they'll be happy and some sabji. But rajasic people, they want we want rajma, chole, you know, some tarri, sort of paratha. Cheese and so much. I mean, the relish. But Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj says, they were preaching in some country and they went and they said, let us make hot puris for them. Fish. So actually they started frying puris in ghee. Pure ghee. As soon as they started frying in ghee, all of the local people started closing their nose and started running. Ye kya badbu aa raha hai? So, can you imagine? Actually, if we cook in ghee, it is very delicious. You know, it feels like we should eat it. But these people are of different kind. Then he asked him, if that is not fragrant for you, then what do you actually, what is your idea about fragrant food? They said that in their village, there is a dump yard, there is a one, what do you call that, one storage, where all the animals in the village, if they die, whatever, dog or, you know, rats, they throw in that and they keep it for decompose. And then after that, some juice comes, they release that particular taste. So that is tamoguna. So this is why we are discussing this. This may be not palatable to few of you to hear it, but this is the reality. This is the reality. People think that they adopt. That is the one function of a jiva, that whichever position you put that jiva into, he feels that I am enjoying. Prabhupada writes that even jiva goes to the a hellish planet, he gets the hellish body to be punished. But even that, he identifies that I am happy. Because there is some gap between punishment and then relaxation. Once Lord Indra, he offends one rishi and he curses him to become a pig. So Indra, just imagine, you know, the cleanliness standard of the heavenly planet is so much. Even in till the Dwapar Yuga, till the time of Pandavas, the demigod used to visit earthly planet because their cleanliness, people were very sattvic. But in Kali Yuga, they never ever think to come. In the Shastra it is written. So, the highest standard of cleanliness is there. But when he was cursed to become a pig, he had a big family in gutter and so on and so forth. But then the tenure of the curse is over, then all the demigods come along with Brahma to invite him. Come back, join your duty. He says, what type of duty? This is my kingdom. These are my piglets and everything. So Brahma has to kill him. And as soon as he comes out of the pig body, he says, what are we doing here? This unclean place. So that is the jiva's situation where
He wants to progress, but wherever he is, he adapts that to that situation. Unless there is an acharya comes in their life, the devotee comes, very powerful devotee comes to the life of a karmi. So we are, there is a distinction between two, mama and I. Mama aham. Aham means I, mama means mine. So karmis are those who are very much attached to mine. This is mine. They will cut each other's throat if you take some their position. So how will we inspire them to take shelter of Krishna? It's a huge gap. So much absorption. Abhiniveshata. It's like in 15th chapter of Bhagavad Gita it is said that the Urdhumulam Adashakam Ashwatham Prahuragyam Avayam. So by all kinds of our activities we have created our own tree of life, so much that our roots are so deep rooted in the earth, it is difficult to uproot it. So there are various misconceptions, socialism and altruism and philanthropy. Just like I told you once, so several times, that people have, that they have one goal in life, that this is what is religiosity or piety or good work. That, you know, don't pollute the water. Few people have their own, their goal of life is always teach this particular thing. So just like we see in Ramayana, when Hanumanji wanted to go to Lanka, he increased his size, in a huge size, and he stood on the mountain, I think Gandhamadan mountain, right? And then he leaped. So his momentum was so much that it is written that the big, big trees whose roots are so deep rooted, actually, they got dislocated, uprooted, and they started flying with Hanumanji for long distance. And then they fell in the ocean. So that is the power of Acharya or a pure devotee. They can actually uproot the misconception which of within the heart of the karmi, that this is the way I should live life. This is the happiness. This is the definition of happiness. So the preaching is very difficult actually in Kali Yuga. To understand the mind of people and accordingly bring them to Krishna lotus feet is very difficult. We have to be very innovative all the time. Prabhupada gives one example that once one preacher went to a coal mine and he started preaching there that, you know, surrender to God, otherwise you will go to hell. They were all drunkards and doing intoxication. They said, tell me what is hell? So preacher said, hell is very dark. So the coal miner said, we are already living in the dark. It is very cold. They said the same thing. So preacher have to think something. So he said, yes, everything is there, but there are no newspapers. So everybody said, oh, no newspaper? So I will surrender. We will surrender to God. Because without newspaper, we cannot live. We want to know about the world, what is going on. That the only way to enjoy, to connect with the world is the news. So preacher have to be so much innovative. Now the world is changing so fast and people have changed their lifestyle, their way of understanding the world or the process of happiness changed. But our task in the material world is janma sarthak kari kara paro upkar. So in this process we have to do it. So it is a very big task for us, for everybody of us, that we don't get attracted or valued by their way of life, but actually we try our level best to bring them back to Krishna. Then it is possible that the free will which we have misused can be slowly, we can train the free will to surrender to Krishna. Because we will see our efforts will be baffled because people will ask so many things, and people will not be, we will not be ready to follow us, and that will make us humble, and then we can take shelter of Krishna more vigilantly. Prabhupada writes that there are so many species of life, that means it's a perverted reflection. Perverted reflection means that when we see that urdhva mulam adashakam, generally tree is, the roots are down and shakhas are up, but this material world is upside down. So this we can imagine like a tree's reflection in a river. So everything is there in the river because there is that everything is there on the tree, actual tree. So if the mango is there, then mango reflection is there. Similarly, everything is there. In fact, more varieties are there in the spiritual world. Rather, we cannot perceive. But because of our petty desires, we may try to enjoy the modes. And on that desire, everything is reflected. So all the species, if you go to the Discovery Channel, you can see, even one species we take, there are thousands of varieties, colors changed, beak size changed, so and so forth. Why it is there? Because it is there in the spiritual world. But separate from Krishna, they wanted to enjoy. That's why we see that so many species, we cannot imagine. But general principle holds that the transmigration will happen. Ahastani, sahastanam, avputani, chatushpadam. That Falguni Tatra Mahatam Jivo Jivasa Jivanam. The bhaya is generally will be the most prominent factor for transmigration to another body. Then after human birth, it will be a pleasure. Just like in Srimad Bhagavatam we see, the Puranjan becomes a woman because he is so much attached to his wife. Becomes, and that's why, because humans have higher intelligence, so that's why they will see, they will capture all possible processes or the ways to find happiness, and whichever is the best, they will be abhiniveshita, attached, and that will be the source of their another body. So man becomes woman, woman becomes a man. So the this particular world will, like Haridas Thakur asked that, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please take all living entities back to Godhead and I can suffer for their sins. Mahaprabhu says, don't worry. Even if I deliver entire universe, it will again get filled up. So, the point is, the jiva, unless there is an acharya, so it is like, the manushanam sahasreshu kaschit yatati siddhayet. There are very few people will try to come to smriti of their own original servanthood to Krishna. Otherwise, others will try possible hope against hope. I'll get the more happiness and that. So Maharaj in one lecture says that just imagine all the pleasures of human beings are so much struggle and little happiness. But still the struggle is going on. That means how much he is hankering for the love of Krishna. So just like we see now the rainy season is there. So the pure water falls from the sky. It's like a Krishna prem we had. We are pure like that, pure water. But as soon as it touches the earth, it becomes muddy, kama. And it's very difficult to make that water pure. It's a purification process is very difficult. So that kama will grow only. Analena cha, Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, it is like a fire. More you put sense gratification, sense objects, it will grow only. So, living entities will try their level best from the Brahma Loka to Patal Loka to find out other than Krishna, because there is no knowledge. Asmriti means they have nobody, they have no knowledge. There has to be someone who is completely having smriti that I am servant of Krishna, and by surrendering to that person, we'll come to the solution part, then only he can understand, though this process will never work. Otherwise, he will keep on going up and down. So Krishna says that whatever we can conceive, Shrutam cha drishtavat dushtam. Shrutam cha means whatever we have heard. Just somebody said, oh, in that hotel we can get Chinese samosa. I mean, a samosa is a samosa, but the feeling is Chinese. Suppose noodles are pushed into that. But because I heard, are ek bar khai lete. What will I, the desire will come, let me test it. This is natural for every living entity. Because Shrutam cha drishtavat, Krishna says, whatever we have heard that this will give me happiness, which that we have already seen and experienced. There is nothing which we have left. And all that which we have experienced is the dushtam, means contaminated. By sparda asuya atyaya ve. Wherever we go, just imagine ants. Or the dogs, jungle animals, the humans, even the higher planetary system, life is full of this jealousy, envy, decay and death. The dogs will fight, humans fight, brothers fight, because there is always the egos clash. What will happen? The jealousy, envy. And there is no surety that whatever you get will stay with you. It will deteriorate and death. This is there. So, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that we should take guidance of those who are very expert in analyzing this world. So they have analyzed dhira, that wherever you go, you can't get out of this. Small company go, there is politics. Big company, there is big politics. Because this jealousy will be there, envy will be there. And with that, you cannot become happy. So, we have to give it up, this process of finding happiness without Krishna. Still, say, kavayo api, kavayo in the sense, the big high pandits who have learned entire Vedic gamut, everything they know, they will also fall prey to that. Aho mahiyasi jantor jivitasa yata bhavan. Bhima apavarjitam bindam adatte grahapalavat. So, Dhritarashtra, if we see from the point of his vamsh, he is a son of Vyasadeva. He knows all the scriptures. He knows the purpose also. Whenever he was told by Vidura or Akrura that what is going on, you are doing activities but you will suffer, he understands that. But still the asha, the desire is, I want to become king, or if I can't become a king, then my son should become king. Desire is so strong, so absorbed in that conception of happiness, that Vidura has to say that you are living like a dog and eating a remnants of Bhima. And at this old age where all of your sons are died, you can't see, you cannot digest, still you are hoping against hope that you are a king. So Acharya like Vidura had actually shattered the hopes of Dhritarashtra, who was still going on. Immediately he left the home. So that is the power of the Vidura. Said the same thing entire life, but it was not fruitful. But when he went for a purification after the war, he came back completely self-realized. He had no fear of any relationship break or something, or whatever he will think or she will think. He directly says in front of Gandhari that you two are living like a dog. And the words actually goes through his heart and he leaves the home. So we should not wait for such kind of things happen, because the best intelligence is to hear and act. But most of us are, actually all of us are the second category, where we hear, but when we actually experience. And you know, we shouldn't do that. And then the third class is actually we keep repeatedly failure, and then okay, I'll do that next year. So next year resolution, next year resolution. So that's why we need a strong Sangha. The powerful Acharya, if they are there, there is a alertness. Just like in Ottoman season, chapter in Krishna Leela, there it says that actually when the thunderbolt happens, I mean in the sky there is a thunderbolt, immediately the frogs, they are alarmed. When there is a rainfall, they come back. Otherwise they are in hibernation. Similarly, when there is a powerful Acharya is there, and then early in the morning they know, he rings a bell, everybody gets up because the power of that Acharya. Similarly, so we have only one hope, that the Acharya should be there. So we have seen Bhayam Dvitiya Abhinivesha Asmriti Yoga. What is the solution? The solution is this. So Krishna says, Tan maya yato buddha abhajetvam bhakteka isham guru devatatma. Now, directly we have rejected Krishna, so Krishna will not accept us directly. So you show me how you now repenting by surrendering to my representative. So you accept Guru, who is my representative, as your worshipable deity and your life and source, and then serve him. Perform devotional practice. And then the Maya, which is the external energy of Krishna, will not affect you. It's proportional. How much you show your dignity, your surrender to Guru, in that way, Krishna will take the hold of Maya on his Amsha, part and parcel. And then we can see that even within this material world we can live happily. Iha yasya harer dasya karmana manasagira. If we utilize our activities, mind and vacha, just to glorify Krishna, all entire will is expressed by these three. If we do that not for our own enjoyment, taking the proprietorship of the Lord to enjoy our own self, but to please or glorify Guru and Krishna, then even we are bound by the body, bound and we are within the body, still we are happy. I'll share one example of what kind of mentality should be there of a living entity to bring back that smriti. In year 2000-2001, our neighbor, one of my neighbor, I was living there for 5-6 years, so we were having very deep relationships. So in that time, they were of the trend that everybody was migrating, you know, immigration to New Zealand, Canada, you know, I don't know, you must have. So in Pune, there was, you know, so many classes, you know, everybody was going to immigrate. So he was trying to go to Canada. She had a very good post in Bajaj Auto, 10 years of experience, flat, bike, everything, but he was so focused. So he had everything done, paid money, everything is, sanctioned now. He sold out his flat also, only bike is there, bike also sold. He said, whenever my flight date is there, I'll hand over the key to you. Everything is done. So he was, and I saw that within that time period, he would cherish the idea to go to Canada. He said, always, oh, what kind of facility it should be there. Oh, yeah. I mean, he learned everything. Life in Canada is like this. More better than this. Always speaking. Cherish the idea living there, lifestyle. Then he was so possessed that even if we speak in Hindi or English, he would speak only in English. He said, because I have to speak in English. So always speaking English. And then he was so prepared, he thought that if recession happens there, then I don't have any relative there. What will happen? So every day, he was a Shastriya singer. Every day in the morning, without fail, he would do practice raga. Say, what a dedication. I mean, it needs planning. And he was so protective of himself. He said, I should not die before going there. So once happened, just a week before, he was planning to visit his sister who was living few kilometers away, like 20, 30. He was moving on his bike and he stopped at a signal and there was a slum. And then suddenly he saw one man running towards him and behind him another man with a sort of small sword. And they were running towards him and there are many. And that person was rotating from around his bike. So he was so shocked. Arey, galti se bhi wo mere ko lag gaya, toh I am gone. So he threw his bike and ran away. So traffic police has to, you know, pacify him. Arey, okay na bigger. So he said, forget about sister. He came home and he said, I am not going out of home. I will go only when my flight is there. Kuch bhi ho sakta hai. I mean, I am, you know, now I'll tell you how much we can use this. The cherishing the idea of living in spiritual world. We should be always thinking, you know, life there is not like this. There is no old age, there is no disease. How much more we should want to go there? Right? And we should be possessed. There are no nirmatsaranam satam. So our practice should be, we should be never be envious of anybody. At the same time, we should not be performing sin. Sin in the sense, we should not take any other's property to enjoy. So the practice, not only cherishing the idea, but practicing that in our life, and we should be so protective from asat sangha that all kinds of idea. Krishna said, Yavan, yavan nanartha dhipumso na nivartete yukti bhi. Jagrati api swapanagya swapne jagranam yatha. The people who are not devotees and having so many conception of life, they are actually sleeping only. We want yavan nanartha dhipumso. Dhi means intelligence. With their intelligence, they have conceived the idea that this is life. Just like Krishna says, somebody is sleeping and he is dreaming that he has woken up and he is doing brushing, everything is gone, but actually he is in dream only. At least we have woken up, but now and then we are going in dream and coming back in the work in progress. But we should be so protective that we should not be contaminated by any other idea, socio-political or altruism or philanthropy, nothing else. Because that is like a disease. Just like he was saying, kuch bhi nahi. He said, khana idhar aayega. I mean, I will not go home. But direct flight ka date aaya, toh I will go because anything can happen like this. Then it is possible, if you take very seriously, then Krishna will take it seriously and remove all the obstacles which we have created by our so many lifetimes and make our path very clear. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki, Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Nitai Gaur Premanande. Thank you very much.